Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today's quote of Srila Prabhupada, 19 July. Crying is a great transcendental pleasure that they cannot understand. The poor fund of knowledge. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply crying. That is love. So that they do not understand how crying can be pleasure. That is Mayavada. Vrindavan, July 19, 1977. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let's wait for Prabhuji to join in. I'll pause the recording here. Hare Krishna to you, Hare Krishna to dear Prabhuji, Hare Krishna to you. Happy birthday, Prabhuji.
Happy birthday, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much for your blessings, your good wishes. Thank you.
We are very happy to have your association on your special day, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to be with you on the call of Bhakti Sangha. We are all very grateful to you, Prabhu. Your association made us grow so much in our Krishna consciousness. Very, very grateful to you. And today we have Adigadadar Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, 2nd chapter, 49 to 51 verse. Hare Krishna Prabhu, I now hand over the call to you. Please take over. Once again, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. And thank you to all the devotees, Priti Vilasini Mataji, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, and all the devotees, Vaneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, Chelsea, Anita Mataji, Sudevi, all of you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Let us begin with Mangalacharan prayers. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namah He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi pranamami hari priye jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shri vasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, we are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the dear disciple of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who wrote the first authorized biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are reading from the Madhya Khanda, Chapter 2, Text 49 onwards. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known by the name Nimai Pandit or Vishwambhar in Navadvip Dham, has had a complete transformation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advented in Kali Yuga approximately 500 years ago to teach us Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is not a mechanical process where you just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No. Harinam Sankirtan is a function of the heart. Harinam Sankirtan is of three types. There is Nama Parada, Harinam Sankirtan. There is Namabhas, and there is Shuddhanam. According to Nam Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, different levels of devotees who chant Hare Krishna will attain different reciprocations from the holy name. Harinam Prabhu will grant different types of benedictions on different types of chanters. Even by chanting Nam Aparad, our desires will be fulfilled. But because we have material desires, the material desires will be fulfilled. We may get distractions like material opulences, success in our material endeavors. By chanting Namabhas, we can become free from all material suffering and get liberation, moksha. But by chanting Shuddhanam, chanting the pure name of Krishna, we will get love for Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that Prem Prayojan. Attaining Prem, love for Krishna and Radharani, is the Prayojan. It is the highest attainment for us. Prema Pumarto Mahan. Srila Srinathji Chakravarti Thakur also has written. So we will get Prem by chanting Shuddhanam. We will get Prem by chanting offenselessly. We will make spiritual progress if we avoid offenses. The proof is there in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the highest authority, says that bhajanera madhya shreshtha navavida bhakti krishna prema krishna dite dhare mahashakti. The nine processes of devotional service are very powerful. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu, smaranam pada sevanam, archanam vandanam dasyam, sakhyam atma nivedanam. Hearing about Krishna, chanting Krishna's names and Krishna's leela, Krishna's qualities, remembering Krishna, worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna or serving the lotus feet of Krishna, worshipping Krishna, glorifying Krishna, becoming Krishna's servant, becoming Krishna's friend, and surrendering completely to Krishna, offering everything to Krishna. By these nine processes, we can get Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bhajanera Madhya Shrestha Navavida Bhakti, Krishna Prem. It gives Krishna Prem. The nine processes of devotional service will give us Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem, Krishna Dite, and we will attain Krishna. When we have Krishna Prem, we attain Krishna. Desham Sarta Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Priti means love, Prem. Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Dadami Buddhi Yogamtam Yenamam Upayantite. We can attain Krishna when we have Krishna Prem. So, Krishna Prem, Krishna Dite, Dhare Mahashakti. These nine processes of devotional service are very powerful. They have power to give us Krishna Prem. They have power to give us Krishna. They are very powerful. But out of these nine processes, which one is most effective? Taramadhe Sarvashresth Nama Sankirtan. Chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Especially in the association of devotees. Congregational chanting of the holy name is Sankirtan. Coming together. Bahubhis Militva Kirtayati Iti Sankirtan. Srila Jiva Goswami explains. So when devotees come together and they loudly chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is Harinam Sankirtan, and it is the most powerful process. Taramadhe Sarvashresth Nama Sankirtan Nir Aparadhe Nama Leile Pabe Prema Dhan. How do we get Prem Dhan? How do we get Krishna Prem? If we chant the names of Krishna without offenses, without committing Namaprad. There are 10 Namaprads as mentioned in Padma Purana. If we avoid these 10 offenses against the holy name, like criticizing devotees, disobeying the orders of spiritual master, having material attachments, committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name, considering the name of Krishna to be equal to or independent to the names of the demigods, or considering Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna to be completely different entities, or considering them to be completely same entities. It's a Namaprad. Because Shivji is a special incarnation of Krishna. Vikara Vishesha Yogat. He is a Guna Avatar of Krishna. So he is not different from Krishna. Because he is Guna Avatar. He is Krishna's incarnation. But a Vishesh, a special incarnation. In that, he is a Guna Avatar, but he is not Purna Purushottam Bhagwan. There's a difference between Shivji and Bhagwan Krishna. And both have to be understood. There is a slight difference between them, and actually they are non-different. So consider them to be two different camps, Shaivite camp and Vaishnava camp. That is an offense. So in this way, there are 10 offenses against the holy name to consider chanting of Hare Krishna as some auspicious, ritualistic, karmakand activity. These are all offenses against the holy name. If we avoid these offenses and we chant Nir Apradhe Nama Leile Pabe Premadhan, then we'll get Krishna Prem. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to inaugurate this Nam Sankirtan movement. In the Vayu Puran, it is mentioned Nama Sankirtanarambhe Bhavishyami Shachi Suta Swaranadi Tira Masthaya Navadvipe Janashraye. It is predicted that as the son of Mother Shachi in Navadvip, on the banks of Ganga, Swaranadi Tira, the Supreme Lord will appear. For what? Nama Sankirtan Arambhe, to inaugurate the Nama Sankirtan movement. This verse is there in the Puran. నామ సంకీర్తన ఆరంభే భవిష్యామి శచి సుత స్వర్ణది తీరమాస్థాయ నవద్వీపే జనాశ్రయ. ఈవెన్ ద సిటీ ఈస్ మెన్షన్ హియర్ అపియర్ ఇన్ నవద్వీప్ ఏరియా ఇన్ ద బ్యాంక్స్ ఆఫ్ గంగా. సో శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హెస్ కమ్ ఫర్ నామ సంకీర్తన ఆరంభే. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు శ్రీ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు ఆర్ ద ఫాదర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ మూవ్మెంట్. ఆజానులంబిత భుజౌ కనకావధాతౌ సంకీర్తనైక పితరౌ కరుణావతారౌ విశ్వంభరౌ ద్విజవరౌ యుగధర్మపాలౌ వందే జగత్ప్రియకరౌ కరుణావతారౌ. ద డివైన్ బ్రదర్స్ పరమ కరుణ ప్రభు ద్విజన నితాయి గౌరచంద్ర, దే హ్యావ్ కమ్ యాజ్ ద ఫాదర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సంకీర్తన మూవ్మెంట్. సంకీర్తన పితరౌ, దే ఆర్ ద ఫాదర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సంకీర్తన మూవ్మెంట్. సో నామ సంకీర్తన ఆరంభే శచిసుత హెస్ కమ్, శచినందన్ గౌరహరి హెస్ కమ్ టు టీచ్ అస్ హరినామ సంకీర్తన్. హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ ఇస్ అన్ ఆర్ట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అ సైన్స్ ఆల్సో, అండ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ టీచింగ్ అస్ హౌ ఇట్ హెస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్ సో దాట్ వి గెట్ మ్యాక్సిమమ్ రియల్ సబ్స్టాన్షియల్ బెనిఫిట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్. If we chant Namaparad or we chant Namabhas, we will get benefit. We will get benefit. We may get success, we may get good health, good wealth, or we may even get liberation. Sayujya Mukti, impersonal liberation. But if we chant offenselessly, sincerely, and we try to come to the platform of Shuddhanam, Shuddhanam means to chant Hare Krishna without committing any offenses, and for the pleasure of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. That is Shuddhanam in simplified terms. With a pure heart, avoiding these 10 offenses, Namapradhas, when we chant for the pleasure of Krishna, with no ulterior motive, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, then Krishna is pleased and he appears through his name, and that becomes Shuddhanam. Shuddhanam means Krishna is appearing in the name. Nam Akshar Namanahi, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. Just the Akshar is not the Shuddhanam that anybody can chant. They will get benefit, no doubt. Damshtri damstrahato mlecho harameti punha puna uktopi muktim apnoti kim puna shraddhayagrina. In Narasimha Puran and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this verse from Sri Narasimha Puran is quoted, that Damshtri damstrahato mlecho, when being killed by a wild boar, the mlecha, the meat eater, chanted haram, haram, haram. Again and again he chanted haram eti puna puna. Uktopi muktim apnoti. Just by saying haram, he got mukti, sayujya mukti. Kim puna shraddhaya grinan. What to speak of the devotees who with faith are chanting Hare Krishna. That they have the understanding that kali kale nama rupe krishna avatar nama haite haya sarva jagat anistar. In Kaliyug, Krishna has come, descended in the form of his holiness. Nam kari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatra arpita. Krishna has arpit, he has invested, he has placed all his sarva shakti, all his powers in the different names. Krishna, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, etc. So many names are there. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Different names are there. All of them are fully powerful. So when a devotee with this understanding chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Namnam Kali Kalmash Nashanam Natah Parataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. If you search through all the Vedas, Brahmaji said, from whose four mouths the Vedas are emanating, that if you go through all the four Vedas, you do a Veda-based search of all the Vedas, you will not find a better solution for Kali Kalma Shanashanam, to counteract the ill effects of Kali, than chanting these 16 names of Bhagavan. Iti Shodashakam Namna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With this understanding, if one chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then what to speak of that devotee? Someone who is conscious of the offenses against the holy name, consciously tries to avoid criticizing the devotees, criticizing, disrespecting the demigods, criticizing the Vedic literature, disrespecting or disobeying the spiritual master, giving up sinful activities, not using the name to eradicate our sins, gives up material attachments by following the four regulative principles, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. A devotee who lives like this and chants Hare Krishna, what to speak of such a devotee? What to speak of such a devotee? If Shishupal can enter the lotus foot of Krishna, what to speak of devotees? If Krishna can deliver the demons, does anyone think that Krishna will hesitate to deliver his own devotees? One who wears Tulsi Kanthi around the neck, Tulsi wood, Tulsi Kashtha around the neck, just because in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Kaschit Tulsi Kalyani Govinda Charana Priye. Govinda Charana Priye. O Tulsi, O Kalyani, you are Govinda Charana Priye. You are very dear to the lotus feet of Krishna. Lotus feet of Govinda are always decorated with Tulsi. Therefore, considering you to be very holy, I will wear your wood around my neck. Tulasi Kashtamala, Kanthimala. Those who chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, those who identify themselves as Vaishnavas. Does anyone think that Krishna will not deliver such a person? Hare Krishna. So it is a great science. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach us. And he's teaching us how Harinam Sankirtan has to be performed. In these verses, how it is to be performed? Prabhu kahe Vaishnav seva nama sankirtan dui kara shighra pabe Shri Krishna charan. This is such a amogh vachan, such a pure, powerful, all encompassing message from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Beautiful, beautiful verse. One of my favorite verses. Everything is there in this one verse, what we are supposed to do. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes, Prabhu kahe Vaishnav seva nama sankirtan. Duikara shigra pabe Shri Krishna chan. In the Mandirila to the residents of Kulyagram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Prabhu kahe Vaishnav seva nama sankirtan dui kara shigra pabe Shri Krishna charan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that do Vaishnav seva and chant the names of Krishna. Prabhu kahe Vaishnav seva nam sankirtan. Do nam sankirtan and do Vaishnav seva. Dui kara shigra pabe Shri Krishna charan. Very quickly you will attend the lotus feet of Krishna by doing just these two things. Serve the Vaishnavas, which means don't commit Vaishnav aparadha, but do Vaishnav seva. Vaishnav Seva is the opposite of Vaishnav Aparad. When we criticize Vaishnavas, we do Sadhu Ninda, Satam Ninda, that is the opposite of Vaishnav Seva. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just talking about Anartha Nivritti, he is talking about Artha Pravritti also. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by telling us what to do, is automatically negating the harmful. He is automatically telling us, indicating to us what we should not do. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Vaishnav Seva, serve the Vaishnavas, which means do not offend them, serve them, please them, without any selfish desire, without any ulterior motive. Just make them happy. Just make them happy.
Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada Swad Anna Triptan Hari Bhakta Sanghan Kritvaiva triptim bhajata sadaiva vande guru shri charanaravindam.
I remember my first prerna lecture by my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, I attended in 2002. I attended so many other classes, even Maharaj's Bhagavatam classes, Sunday feast I had attended before, but prerna class first was 2002, and it's there on ISKCON Desire and Prerana lectures. It is called very, very beautiful lecture. the power of love. It was this lecture that completely transformed me. Not transformed me, but I felt it transformed me. I'm still very fallen. But this verse was a lifesaver. This lecture was a lifesaver for me. I purchased the cassette also of that lecture. I liked it so much. You know those cassettes that used to come in those days with that reel inside? I purchased the cassette recording of this lecture. It's a long lecture, 2-hour lecture. Power of Love, Prerna lecture by Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj. I remember it was such a transformational moment for me. First, they showed a video, the Brahmacharis, as we were waiting for Maharaj, they showed a video of the Radha Radhanath temple that had opened in South Africa. How devotees came together and they built this beautiful temple. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj and other devotees, their hard work, this temple was built. So they showed a small video. Then Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj came and he chanted the Mangalacharan prayers, and I was in tears just listening to the Mangalacharan prayers. I was sitting very close to Maharaj. And then Maharaj, for 2 hours, he spoke. He started from David and Goliath, the giant. Then so many other stories from the Greek history and Roman history, the Western history. Maharaj said, how different Solomon and Cleopatra, I think, how they fell prey to lust, mundane lust. They were conquered by the power of lust. Maharaj gives so many examples. Then Maharaj spoke about Saubari Muni and Vishwamitra Muni from the Vedic history. Like that, Maharaj started world history, then how they were, how lust is so powerful, how this world is called Maithun Agar, the jail of lust. We are in this jail bound by the shackles of kaam, lust, different desires. And Maharaj gave example of some prison which was on an island where nobody could escape, but still some prisoners escaped one day. And Maharaj said, but this prison house of this material world is such a prison house that Sri Durga Devi has created, that there are no shackles, visible shackles. There are no walls, there are no gates, there are no security cameras. But no one can escape from this jail of material world. No one. And Maharaj said, the most bewildering thing is no one wants to escape from this jail. And then Maharaj also quoted from the Vedic literature that, of course, that famous verse is there from Mahabharata, where Maharaj Yudhishthir was asked, what is the most surprising thing in this world? And Maharaj Yudhishthir said, the most surprising thing, ahani ahani bhutani gachanti ha yamalayam sheshasthavaram icchanti kim aascharyam athaparam. Yudhishthir Maharaj tells Yaksha that ahani ahani, day after day, bhutani gachanti ha yamalayam, we see people being dispatched to the abode of Yamraj, the people die. So I've been holding this page for a long time. I'm going to free my hands. I don't know how long I will keep speaking before I get to the verse. So, Hare Krishna. So day after day, we see people being sent to the abode of Yamraj because of death. They die and they go to Yamlo. They meet Yamraj. But those who are remaining, Shesha, jo bache hai, those who are left in this world, sthavaram icchanti, they behave, they act in a way as if they are going to be here forever. I am going to live forever. There is no emergency for spiritual life in their behavior, in their actions, in their mood. Shesha sthavaram icchanti, they desire ki nokri mili, permanent job mil gaya. Permanent job mil gaya. I remember when I finished my surgery residency, I got a permanent job. Permanent job in Nair Medical College in Mumbai, Mumbai Central. Topiwala National Medical College, TNMC. So I was very happy because it was a BMC job, Mumbai Municipal Corporation job. So permanent job, pension. It was close to Radha Gopinath Mandir. So I went and I told Yuga Avatar Prabhu, Prabhu, I got a permanent job. Now I can just be a salaried person, no tension. I can just do my job, stay close to Radha Gopinath and live and die here. I remember that day. I was so happy. And then somehow things happened in my life and I resigned and I came to US. So nothing is permanent in this world. But we consider it permanent. It's my permanent job. It's a permanent position. Nothing is permanent in this world. Nothing is permanent. If we think our reputation, okay, I may not be permanent, but my family will go on. My legacy will go on. No legacy. When Mahavishnu inhales, there is no legacy left. Even the sun is not there. The moon is not there. The earth planet is not there. Everything becomes amalgamated. All the Mahatattva, all the material, poof. Kya dynasty? Kya legacy? Nothing. When the next exhalation takes place and there is creation again, nobody will know who we were. Ah, but if we are devotees like Narad Muni, then the scriptures will tell us, will tell. Scriptures will be sakshi of our devotion. Someone like Janak Maharaj and Hanumanji, their glories will be sung forever because they are connected to Krishna, whose one of the opulences is yash, fame. Krishna's one of his Shadaishwari is fame. Those who are connected to Krishna devotees, they will also get the fame. Anyway, so Maharaj spoke about all that. And then Maharaj spoke about love. What is real love? Maharaj explained how lust is like iron, rusted iron, and how love is like pure gold. How lust means to want sense gratification and love means to gratify the senses of Radha and Krishna. Atmendriya priti cha tarabale kam. Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare premanam. That is prem. To try to serve Krishna, that is prem. And then Maharaj gave example of one young boy who was married to the most beautiful girl and he had the most loving parents and the most doting uncle and he had fabulous wealth and still he would keep running away from home. Keep running away from home and they would capture him and bring him. Sometimes even tie him. He had bodyguards watching over him. And many times he tried to run. Many times he was captured. And finally the father said, after he escaped, my dear wife, if a beautiful, cultured, loving wife cannot bind him, if this fabulous, unparalleled wealth cannot bind him, if our affection cannot bind him, these ropes cannot bind him either. Because they were trying to tie him with ropes to keep him in the house. And then the father said, I think our son has been conquered by the power of love. That is Raghunath Das Goswami. His love for Sri Chaitanya Kimne. That's such a beautiful ashtakam. Shachi Sunu Ashtakam he has written. He was in love with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just ran and ran and ran and ran to Jagannath Puri. And 12 years he served Mahaprabhu there. Maharaj said, so these are the examples of people conquered by the power of lust. And here is an example of someone who is conquered by the power of love. So Maharaj said, a purpose of life is to be conquered by the power of love. When we are conquered by the power of love, we forget material lust. And therefore, Maharaj concluded by saying, therefore, our Rupa Goswami says, don't go to Keshi Ghat. If you have attachments to your family members, if you have attachment to your wealth, don't go to Keshi Ghat. Because there you will see Shyam Sundar, Govinda, in his Tribhanga Murti, in his threefold bending form. And when you see Krishna, you will fall in love with Krishna. And you will forget all your material attachments. So then Maharaj said, the purpose of life is to be conquered by the power of love. And he concluded, of course, with Srila Prabhupada. How Srila Prabhupada, out of his love for Krishna, for his Gurudev, and for all of us, how he came on the Jaladuta. And the rest is history. So 2-hour class, Maharaj spoke. And then Maharaj did Kirtan. And that tune also became my favorite tune. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. I remember Maharaj playing the harmonium and we were jumping up and down, jumping up and down. Kirtan. Half an hour, 45 minutes, there was wonderful kirtan. Then Maharaj remained seated on the Vyasasana. Of course, there was question answers before the kirtan also. And then Maharaj told Gauranga Prabhu, now serve them prasad. Why I'm telling you this whole story is for this. Maharaj said, serve all of them prasad. And all of us, you know, we lined up. And actually, Maharaj told us that day that actually all of us should sit down. All of you should sit down in pangat. You should all sit down in rows. And the brahmachari should serve you. Maharaj said, actually, I don't like how all of you line up here. You're standing with your plate. Like a... you stand in line with the plate and then you go to the servers and the servers put prasad in your plate. Then you go and sit and eat. Maharaj said, actually, this is not first class. I don't like this. Maharaj said, this is like a prison. In prison, the jail, those who are incarcerated, they take their plate and they take food. And Maharaj said, actually, all of you have come to the home of Radha Gopinath. We should serve all of you very nicely. Actually, you should be seated and we should serve you. Come to you and serve you instead of you coming to where the prasad is. But Maharaj said, we don't have so many servers and we don't have the logistically, you are so many young boys and girls, young boys, it was Prerna class, young boys. We cannot do it. So please bear with us. But Maharaj was sitting there as we went, took our nice prasad. And I still remember there was very wonderful puris, paneer sabji with gravy. There was pulao and there was dal and there was very wonderful cookies. And there was, everyone got a glass of mango milkshake. I could not imagine that hundreds of boys are being served mango milkshake. How many mangoes they will need, and mangoes are so expensive. But it was wonderful. So we all had that. So as we were standing in line getting prasad, Maharaj is sitting and watching all of us there. Just watching us. And then all of us came and sat down. We were hundreds of boys. All of us sat down in rows and Maharaj is still sitting and just watching us. Watching as we are eating. And Maharaj is looking so blissful, watching all of us eat. Maharaj was not eating. He was just sitting and watching all of us eating. And then sometimes Maharaj would say, you want more? Go get more. Your mango milkshake is over. Go get more. You can get seconds. You want more cookie? Go get it. Like that. We like to eat chocolate. You know, chocolate chip cookie is the all-time favorite. But devotees generally, we avoid chocolate. We are supposed to avoid chocolate, at least. So there were carob cookies made of carob, which is a substitute. So much care they had taken to please all of us. And none of us were chanting. None of us were devotees. Prerana is for new people. Just boys, unmarried boys between the age of 15 and 30. That's Prerana. So Maharaj is watching. And then as we were lining up, then there were metal plates. So we had to go out and we had to rinse our own plates on the tap and then stack them up. So as we were lining up, after we had eaten, Maharaj got up from the Vyasasana. All of us had eaten and we were standing in line to go to the taps and rinse our plates. And Maharaj was walking like this in between the rows of all the boys. And Maharaj came to me and Maharaj asked me, did you like the class? I said, yes, Maharaj, I have been waiting to attend your life classes for such a long time. Because, you know, as boys in the medical school, we had heard stories from Maharaj's life, how Maharaj had all these experiences and everything. The Journey Home book was not written. This is 2002. The Journey Home book came much later after Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj ordered Maharaj that you must write. So this was, we had only also heard Lord Ramchandra came in the dream and Gangaji spoke Mahamantra. We had just heard all this. So there was so much anticipation to meet Maharaj. And Maharaj used to be 6 months in the Western world and only 6 months he would come to India. So I was waiting for a long time for Maharaj to come and then I should be have time from the college to go and attend in live, in person. And Maharaj, I've been waiting for this opportunity to attend a live class. And today I was literally sitting under your nose. It was like the first two I was sitting and listening. So it was very nice, Maharaj. And Maharaj, I loved the kirtan also. I told Maharaj, I loved the kirtan also. Maharaj said, did you like the prasad? I said, yes, the prasad was too good. We are hungry boys from the hostel. We don't get to eat. Prasad there, so we ate like anything. Like there is no tomorrow. We are stuffed. It was very nice. Thank you, Maharaj. And Maharaj became so blissful when I told all this to Maharaj that we ate to our full satisfaction. We are so happy. Maharaj said, ask me, so are you happy? I said, Maharaj, I'm very happy, very blissful. Thank you. So Maharaj said, I am happy that you are happy. And Maharaj folded his hands and went. That was such a transformational moment for me. After that, whenever I sing this verse, Chatur Vidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada, Swadanna Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan, Kritvaeva Triptim Bhajata Sadaiva, Vande Guru Shri Charana Arvindam. This verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Srila Gurudev becomes happy when Gurudev sees the devotee sitting and eating four types of Krishna Prasad. Seeing that the devotees are happily eating Krishna Prasad, Gurudev becomes happy. So, I forgot why I told all this to all of you. So Maharaj became very happy seeing us happy. So this is the nature of a devotee. A devotee always, yes, now I remember the connection with Mahaprabhu. Why Mahaprabhu is serving all the Vaishnavas in Navadvip? Although he's Mahaprabhu, he's serving the Prabhus of Navadvip. So Mahaprabhu is washing the clothes for somebody. He is wringing their clothes dry. He's carrying their water pot for them. He's asking them, can I do some service for you? On the Ganga Ghat, on the banks of Ganga, he's doing all this service to the different residents of Navadvip. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing this. Why? Because it is the nature of a devotee to see others happy. To see others happy. In 2003, the next year, when I went for Sri Mayapur Dham Yatra in Kartik with my Guru Maharaj, our host for the Dham was Parampujya Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. This is 2003, December. And Maharaj made all the arrangements for all of us. We were 3,000 devotees in the year 2003. And it was a 15-day yatra. We went everywhere. Some devotees even went to Bangladesh afterwards with Maharaj to visit the places there of the birthplace of Haridas Thakur, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, like that. But I was there only for the 15 days. So we went to every place, from Ekachakra to Shrikhanda to Yogapit, you name it, Ambika Kalna, all the places we went. So it required extensive planning and logistics. And Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he was, he's the boss in the Dham. So he made arrangements for all of us. And every time we would see Maharaj, so the Maharaj used to go every morning, with his turban and his stick, his danda, he would go walking very fast, Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Every morning he would go to Goshala. Because he used to take Ayurvedic medicine of Gomutra every morning, he used to drink. So he used to go. And we knew the time. So all of us used to line up by the side of the, it was a Kachcha road that time. And Maharaj would be walking. And as Maharaj would be walking, all of us would fall down in Dandavat Pranam. I still remember offering Dandavat Pranam. Where Maharaj had just walked, footprints are there, lotus footprints, we would fall there in the dust. So it was a very blissful experience. So 2-3 days before the yatra ended, we were supposed to get on our buses and Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj was walking there. And I went and I offered obeisances and foolishly introduced myself. I'm Abhay Deshmukh. I'm medical intern from Bombay. I just finished my medical school, blah, blah, blah. I gave an introduction, but not required. There are thousands of devotees there. But anyway, I did in my maturity. And Maharaj said, welcome to Sri Navadvip Dham. Then Maharaj asked me, so where are you staying? I said, I'm staying in the Nityananda hut. Are the arrangements okay? I said, yes, Maharaj. Is there hot water for you to take your bath in the morning? Because it was very cold. It was December in Navadvip, very cold that year. So I said, look at my pride. I said, Maharaj, there is hot water, but I am bathing with cold water. Because I was told when I come to the Dham, I should do austerity. So I take bath with cold water and I loudly chant, Gauranga, Gauranga. It was so cold. My head would freeze. And I'm telling Maharaj that I'm taking bath with cold water. He's a Dhammasi. And I'm telling him what I'm doing. So like that, Maharaj had a conversation with me. And then Maharaj said, I'm very happy that you're comfortable, you're happy, and you're having a good experience in the Dham. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to let me know, Maharaj said. Srila Jayapadaka Swami Maharaj with 50,000 disciples, more than that. Here is one little bhakta, not even initiated, from Mumbai, coming there for 15 days to enjoy. Could not even pay the yatra fee. We all had sponsors because we had no income as interns. So somebody sponsored us. We are coming there free, eating 3 square meals. And Maharaj is saying, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to tell me. So this is this Vaishnav. Ha, now I know. We're talking about Vaishnav Seva. Prabhu kahe Vaishnav Seva. So Prabhu sirf kahete nahi hai Vaishnav Seva karo. Prabhu is not just saying, he is doing it in these pages of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. How much Vaishnav Seva Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing. Therefore, he is saying, Prabhu kahe Vaishnav Seva, Naam Sankirtan, Dui kara Shigra Pabe Shri Krishna Charan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never tells us to do anything that he himself has not done. That is Acharya. Teaches by example. So in these verses that we are reading, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing Vaishnav Seva. Because Vaishnav Seva is most important. So if the point is, if we are humble, if we are doing Vaishnav Seva, and we are not criticizing, we are serving the Vaishnavas, not criticizing them, and we are humble and sincere. We just want to serve Radha and Krishna. Then our chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then our Harinam Sankirtan will actually bear the desired fruit. Srimad Ayanda Prabhu would say, it's not difficult to chant Shuddha Naam. He would say, just give up the offenses against the holy name and chant for the pleasure of Krishna. Don't chant thinking people will be impressed by my melodies or people will be impressed by the way my kurta is or the way I'm sitting or the way I'm looking. Don't think, don't try to impress anyone. Try to please Krishna. Chant for the pleasure of Krishna and Shuddha Naam will come. Srimad Ayanda Prabhu gave a simple formula. Shuddha Naam. Just chant for the pleasure of Krishna, giving up all offenses. So Mahaprabhu is saying Vaishnav Seva and Nam Sankirtan. But he's telling us how it is to be done. We don't want to do Nama Prad. We don't want to do Nama Vas. We want to chant Shuddha Naam. So like that, it is important to follow the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he was so humble. How he was always serving the devotees. So it is said, all the scriptures declare, did I read the verse? No. So verse number 49. Sakala surhita Krishna sarva shastra kahe ete ke krishnera keha dveshopeksha nahe. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, after describing the transcendental behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he took initiation from Sri Ishwar Puripad, how he was serving the Vaishnavas, how he was so humble, how he was chanting Krishna Naam, he was not speaking any gossip. That is the way we are supposed to do. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after describing his qualities, our Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Sakala Suhit Krishna. Krishna is a friend to all. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Suridam Sarabhutanam. Nyatva Mam Shanti Mrachati. That is Sakala Suhit. He is best friend of everyone. And therefore, Eteke, therefore, Krishnara Keha Dvesha Upeksha Nahi. Krishna neither hates anybody nor neglects anybody. We should never think Krishna is neglecting me. Or we should never think Krishna doesn't like me. Krishna loves us. Krishna is our best friend. He is not neglecting us. He may be testing and training us. And we may perceive it as neglect or hatred. But Krishna doesn't hate anyone. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshastino priya. Here the same thing is said. That keha dveshopeksha nahi. Dvesha means hatred and upeksha means neglect. Krishna doesn't hate anybody. Krishna doesn't neglect anybody. Why? Because he is Sakala Suhrit Krishna. He is the best friend of everyone. Now let's look at the purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Shri Krishna is the only maintainer of all universes of animate and inanimate beings. And has been ascertained by all scriptures as a supreme shelter and the only benefactor of all living entities. That is why no one is a proper candidate for Krishna's hatred or neglect, negligence. No, because Samoham Sarvabhuteshu is equal to everyone and is Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Since all living entities are constitutionally eternal servants of Krishna, Jivera Swarup Hai, Krishna Ra Nitya Das, they are all recipients of his mercy or compassion. Because our Swarup is to be a servant of Krishna, we deserve to be protected by Krishna, to be loved by Krishna, to be maintained by Krishna. This is a fact. And simply to understand and accept this is called Sharanagati. Goptita Varana, and avashya rakshi ve krishna vishwasa palan. We just have to know, understand this truth. It's already there. Krishna is the maintainer. All these lifetimes we are not devotees. Krishna is maintaining. No? Krishna is maintaining. Brahma is 50 years old now in this universe. Means billions and billions of years we have lived also in this Brahmanda. And we have been maintained by Krishna. So Krishna is everyone's maintainer. That we have to understand. We are the recipients of his mercy and compassion. The phrase sakala surhit means all auspicious. As stated, sarvesham hitakari yahasa syat sarva shubhankaraha. All auspicious person is he who is engaged in the welfare of everyone. Who is auspicious? One who does welfare activity. That no one is hated or neglected by Krishna is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.38.22, wherein Shri Shukadev Goswami explains in the following words to Maharaj Parikshit the thoughts of Akrur as he approached Gokul. When Akrur, the uncle of Krishna, is approaching Gokul, he is thinking like this. The verse is quoted, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.38.22. Natasya kasche daita surittamo nacha priyodvesha upeksha evava tathapi bhaktan bhajate yatha tatha suradrumo yadvad upashritortada. The Supreme Lord has no favorite and no dearmost friend, nor does he consider anyone undesirable, despicable, or fit to be neglected. All the same, he lovingly reciprocates with his devotees in whatever manner they worship him. Just as the trees of heaven fulfill the desires of whoever approaches them. Krishna is like a kalpataru. He's like a desire tree. If we approach Krishna for bhakti, Krishna will give. If we approach Krishna for bhukti mukti, material enjoyment or liberation, Krishna will give that. And if we think, I don't believe in God, just leave me alone, I don't want to do anything with Krishna, with God or religion, Krishna will leave us and will remain atheist. Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam sathaiva bhajami. Krishna reciprocates with us. In the Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, Dakshina Vibhag, chapter 1, it is stated by Sri Uddhavji, after Lord Krishna departed for his own abode, after Krishna finished his pastimes, 125 years on this earth planet, and then went back to Goloka Vrindavan, Uddhav said, Krita kritartha munayo vinodaihi khala kshayana khila dharmikascha vapur vimarade na khalascha yude na kasya patyam harina vyadhai. Who has not been benefited by that Lord, Shri Hari, Shri Krishna, who has destroyed all inimical kings and pleased the self-satisfied sages and pious persons by glorifying their qualities, and who also satisfied those inimical kings by personally killing them on the battlefield. Those who Krishna saved because they were devotees got Krishna, and those who Krishna killed or arranged to be killed also got liberation. So Krishna is Mangala Bhavana. He only does something that is auspicious. Sabka mangal hi karte hai. Kabhi kisi ka amangal kar hi nahi sakte. Kyunki mangal bhavana hai. Amangal kaise karenge? If Krishna is the abode of all auspiciousness, mangalam mangale bhyopi hare namaya kevalam. So how he will do amangal? How he will do something inauspicious? Ahit, not possible. Anybody who comes in contact with Krishna, either with love or with hatred, either with service attitude or with jealousy, the person will be benefited. If somehow or the other you approach Krishna, therefore we saw even Namaprad gives benefit, Namabhas gives benefit, and Shuddhanam gives ultimate benefit. Text 50. Taho parihare Krishna bhakte ra karane tarasakshi duryodhana vamshe ramarane. So what is the Siddhanta? Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Krishna is equal to all. Everybody understood this Siddhanta? Everybody agrees Krishna is equal to all? Now look at this verse, verse number 50. Taho pari hare Krishna bhaktera karan. But this swabhav, that samoham sarabhuteshu, Krishna gives up this swabhav for the sake of the devotees. And he picks up the chariot wheel in his hand, chakra pane. Taho pari hare Krishna bhaktera karane, tara sakshi duryodhana vamshera marane. What is the proof that Krishna gives up his transcendental nature of being equal to all? God is equal to all. Yes. Yes and no also. Because for the sake of devotees, he will give up pratigya bhanga haila gopire bhajane. If Krishna wants, he will even give up his own swabhav, his own nature for the sake of the devotee. He does it only for the devotee. Taho parihare Krishna. He gives up this quality of being equal bhaktera karane for the sake of the devotees. What is the proof? Tara sakshi duryodhana vamshera marane. The proof of this is Krishna destroyed the entire family dynasty of Duryodhan and protected Pandavas. Ek bhi Pandav nahi mara. All the five Pandavas were saved and 100 Kauravas the. 100 Kauravas. Not one survived. Not one survived. How much they tried. Duryodhan. No, not Duryodhan. Gandhari opened her eyes to make the body of Duryodhan steel framed. And our naughty Krishna goes there before, right? Chi-chi-chi-chi-chi. What are you doing? You're a big grown-up man, old man, grandfather. Grandfather, you're going nanga in front of a mother. Chup. Cover yourself. At least wrap a banana leaf around your private parts. Oh, mama said, come without clothes. Digambar. Hey, mom will say, but it's understood, Baba. At least private parts you have to cover. Go. Duryodhan Vishalai covered, and that became the cause of his death, hip fracture. Death certificate of Duryodhan read bilateral traumatic hip fracture. Cause of death, Bhimsen. Secondary cause, internal hemorrhage, severe pain. This is Krishna. Tara Sakshi Duryodhana Vamshera Marane. He caused the death. Kartum akartum, anyatha kartum. This is Krishna. Upanishad say, kartum akartum. What is impossible, he will make it possible. And what is possible, he will make it impossible. Was it possible for Bhishma Dev to kill Arjun? Yes, of course. 35 Arjuns equal to one Bhishma Dev. So powerful he was, even in his old age. Was he able to kill Arjun? No. Arjun was able to put Bhishma Dev down. What about Dronacharya? Wo to guru the na? Chele ko nahi maar sakte. A guru cannot defeat the disciple. Of course he can. But guru was defeated. What about Karna? Karna was also defeated. What was supposed to happen did not happen. And what was not supposed to happen? Jarasandh ko killing Jarasandh when Dronacharya is protecting, Karna is protecting, Duryodhan is protecting. Is it possible? Not possible. But end moment Arjuna was able to kill Jarasandh. Achha. Jarasandh is killed. Then he chopped off his neck. Then the result should be that Arjuna also should die. Because Jayadrath had a benediction that anybody who makes his head fall down after killing him, his own head will crack into 1,000 pieces and he will die. Wo bhi nahi hone diya. Krishna did not even let that happen. He arranged in such a way that the arrow went and the head fell on the lap of his own father, who was demoniac. And Shyam Ganamo Gayatri kar rahe. He was doing his Sandhya Vandan. And a skull falls on his head. What is this? Suddenly gets up, the skull falls on the ground and he dies. Why he dies? Because first of all, one should not give such a benediction to one's son. Ki beta, anybody who makes your head drop on the ground, his head will die. Because you have to have some justification. Because it is possible that Jayadrath's head will be chopped off for a justified reason. But to give a blind benediction, my dear child, anybody who kills you, makes your head fall on the ground, his head will crack. This type of blanket, Ashirvads are not good. Therefore, he also deserved to die. So, Krishna is like that. Last verse, verse 51. Krishna karaye seva bhaktera swabhav, bhakta lagi krishnera sakala anubhav. It is the nature of the devotees to serve Krishna. What is the nature of devotees? To serve Krishna. What is our nature? Jivara swarupai krishnera nitya das. So, we are Krishna's servants. Krishnera karaye seva ye bhaktera swabhav. Bhakti is nature of a devotee is to serve Krishna. Okay. What is Krishna's nature? Aham bhakta paradhino hi asvatantra ivadvija sadhu virgrasta ridayo bhaktair bhaktair janapriya. Krishna rak Krishna rakaraya seva bhaktira swabhav bhakta lagi Krishna rasakala anubhav. Bhakta lagi Krishna rasakala anubhav. And whatever Krishna does is for the sake of his devotees. We are Narayana Parayana and Krishna is Vaishnava Parayana. We are completely devoted to Krishna. Krishna is completely devoted to his devotees. Aham Bhakta Paradhin. He is dependent on us. He is Swatantra. We celebrate Independence Day. Krishna is saying, he is Swatantra. Eva Dvija. Oh Dvija. Oh Durvasa. I am Swatantra. I am completely dependent. I am Paratantra. I am completely dependent on my devotees. My devotees say, Nacho Makhan ke liye, to main nachta hu. And my gopis will say, I'll give you some butter. You dance first, dance and show. Then I dance. My friends say that if you don't follow the rules, from tomorrow we will not play with you. Then I follow the rules. I carry them. I carry Sudama on my shoulders, even though I don't want to. So this is Krishna. I run. My mother can run faster than me. Either Kalayavan cannot catch him. He is a muscular athlete, Rakshas. He cannot catch Krishna. And Krishna is only walking. Here Krishna is running. Dhavato. He is running. But Yashodamaya is catching him. Yashodamaya did not go and take some track lessons to learn how to run fast. 50 meter sprint, 100 meter sprint. She caught Bhagwan. Not only caught, she bound him up with rope, Damodar. This is our Krishna. Whatever he does is for the sake of his devotees. Anugrahaya Bhaktanam. Krishna does everything simply to bring a smile on the faces of his devotees. So I'm very happy to see smiles on your faces. Krishna is making all of you smile. Last purport. All natural daily activities of unalloyed devotees are not performed for gratifying any object not related to Krishna. Their activities are always performed only for the satisfaction of Krishna. And all the activities and pastimes of Krishna are also manifested only for the pleasure of his devotees. Paritranaya sadhuna. Anugrahaya bhaktana. We want samsiddhir haritoshanam. Our aim is to satisfy Krishna. And Krishna wants to satisfy his devotees. Monkeys ko bhi nahi bhule. Those monkeys who helped Vanar Sena, Krishna did not forget. As Damodar is giving Padma Gandha cow's milk ka butter made by Yashoda Maya and eaten by him, his Mahaprasad, he is with his own hands feeding the monkeys. Kyu? Oh, as Vanvasi Raja Ram, I could not do anything. I was Raja, but I was Vanvasi. 14 years, I could not give anything to my monkey Sena. They had to only eat some wild fruits. But now I have got first class makhan. Navanita Golam. I am giving my monkeys. That's why Yashoda Maya was angry. You are feeding with such hard work. I have made butter. It's for you and you are feeding it to your monkey friends. Why don't you go to the forest and live with the monkeys? Okay, mommy, I will go. I will go live with the monkeys. Oh, that's why she tied him. You say, bhag jayega. Really, he will run away with the monkeys. So she tied him. Damodar Leela. Everything that Krishna does is for the pleasure of his devotees. Now, Yashoda Maya is eternally glorified for tying up Krishna. So these are beautiful. We're supposed to stop at 51, Namataji?
Yes.
So we completed 51. So devotees do everything for Krishna and Krishna does everything for devotees. This is the Siddhanta. And therefore, we don't want impersonal liberation. Because we want to have this reciprocal relationship with Krishna. Love exchange. Love exchange can take place only between two entities. So we want to maintain our dual, our two entities, Bhagwan and Bhakta. Bhagwan and Bhakta. Therefore, it is necessary to understand that Krishna is Bhagwan and we are Das or Dasi. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalaya or Das Dasan. We are servants of Krishna. Because the greatest pleasure is having that relationship of servitude with Krishna. We serve Krishna and Krishna places himself in the hands of his devotees. And there is no greater joy than being with Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranamur, Yugala Kishore, Jivane Marane Gati, Aranahimur. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay ki, Jai Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki, Jai Bhakta Vatsal, Sri Shachinandan Gaur Hari ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Gaur, Hare Krishna.
There were requests for those who missed Prabhu, so I can wish again. Sorry, Prabhu, we are doing this to you again and again. So those who want to wish Prabhu can and we can.
Krishna. Everyone, please be on video if possible.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam, Swaglory, Stishla,
Prabhuji.
You should be happy to have on.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, happy Krishna conscious birthday, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Wish you a very happy and healthy Krishna conscious birthday, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Happy birthday,
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Happy
Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Happy Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Happy Krishna conscious birthday, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
God bless you abundantly, Prabhuji. God bless you abundantly.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Prabhuji.
Happy Krishna birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Krishna conscious birthday.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Happy Krishna conscious
birthday. Happy birthday, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. I don't know if you have time for question and answers. You have to celebrate your birthday and there might be any other services. I don't know if I could ask you this today. If you have time, we can take some realizations or questions, Prabhu.
Yes, Mother, that's fine. I have time.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji Pranam. Happy Krishna Conscious Birthday, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you everyone for wishing Prabhuji. Now we will move on to questions and realizations. Would you please raise your hands if you have any questions and realizations? I could see here raise hands. Lavanya Mataji raised her hand. Actually, Panishwari Lakshmi Mataji is first to go. Panishwari Lakshmi Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, all glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharajes, and all glories on your birthday. And I just wanted to say that you transported us, your enthusiasm and your enjoyment of the pastimes of the devotees of the Lord. Just, I mean, everybody was smiling, everybody was feeling happy, everybody was feeling the love. So I want to thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Lavanya Mataji.
Please accept my pranams. A very happy Krishna conscious birthday to you, Prabhuji. So as you would be too much, as it's your auspicious day and you would be too much merciful on this day, I would request at your lotus feet to please bless us. As you were telling today that about the Shudhanam and doing the Vaishnav Seva, so please bless us that we always engage in the Guru's service for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga and chant, if we can even able to chant a bit of Shudhanam. And I wanted to ask that being in such conditioned state, we can't even think of, even I can't think of chanting Shudhanam in my entire life because I have much of offensive mentality and too much conditioned. But please enlighten and please bless and give some advice and instructions so that I can uplift my chanting and literally chant for pleasure of Guru and Gauranga.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your prayers and good wishes for me. I am dependent on the prayers and blessings of all of you, all the devotees. We just now discussed the example of Mother Yashoda and Damodar. You remember that example always, okay? it is not possible to catch Krishna. It is not possible for anyone to run faster than Krishna. But Yashoda Maya did that. And it is not possible for anyone to bind Krishna. Because to tie up somebody, you have to overpower them. It's not possible to overpower the all-powerful Krishna. But Mother Yashoda did it because of her endeavor. Krishna was pleased. So there are two things for success, two requirements, two requisites for success. Our effort and Krishna's mercy. Our efforts should be sincere, persistent. Like Srila Rupa Goswami says, utsahat nishchayat dhairyat. And Krishna's mercy will follow. Our efforts are meant to attract Krishna's mercy. That is the path of sadhana. It is not the ascending process, it's the descending process. But we have to pray for the mercy to descend. And that is our sadhana. In a prayerful mood, in the mood of a beggar, like Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj would say, we have to pray in the mood of a beggar. That I am nothing. I cannot do this on my own. I need the association of devotees. I need the mercy of Gurudev. Eka ki amar, nahi paya bala, harinama sankirtane. And Gurudev kripa bindu, puro oi dase. So we are praying for the mercy of the Vaishnavas, of Guru Maharaj, and ultimately of Gauranga and Krishna. If we keep praying like this, one day Krishna will be pleased with us. And then we will be able to chant Shuddhanam. Shuddhanam descends. And Krishna will descend only when Krishna is pleased with us. And the important thing is that we should, yes, we are conditioned, but we should never give up Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, he would always say, whatever it is, don't give up Krishna consciousness. Don't give up Krishna consciousness, whatever it is. No matter how great the failure is, no matter how many shortcomings we have, no matter how big our fall down is, we should never give up chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should never give up hope in the mercy of Sri Sri Nitai Gauranga. Most merciful. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. Yes, we are patit, but they have come, they specialize in, that is their specialization. They specialize in patit people like us. So that's why Srila Narottama Thakur says, patita pavana hetu tava avatar, mosama patita prabhu na pai bear. You will not find a better qualified person than me because I am most patit, I am most fallen, sinful. So we should have that attitude that really I need the mercy and I'm really fallen. I cannot do this on my own. But at the same time, I want. Srila Narottama Thakur is saying on one hand, Mosama Patita Prabhu, Na Paivayar. You will not find a more fallen person than me. But on the other hand, Narottama Thakur also praying that Kalindira Kule Keli Kadam Beravana, Ratana Bedira Uparbo Sabodvijana, Shama Gauri Angedibo Chandane Raganda, Chama Radulavo Kabe Heri Mukachandra. I want to look at their beautiful faces. I want to decorate their bodies with Chandan and Gandha. Who? Radha Shyam Sundar. Shyama Gauri. So he has got that desire, that aspiration also. And at the same time, he has got humility where he's saying, Mosama Patita Prabhu Tribhuvane Nahi. There is no one more fallen than me in the three worlds. So both have to be there. We should have humility and we should have Utkanta. Dainyata and Utkanta. We should have humility and we should have eagerness, enthusiasm to get service of Guru, Gauranga and Gopinath. Hari Guru Vaishnavas, their service. Then we will get it. Remember the example of the Purushottam month has started, right? We chant Chaurashtakam. Who wrote Chaurashtakam? Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Remember the life of Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur. From his youth, he was attracted to a lady who was not his wife, Chintamani. An extramarital, he had a relationship with her. Every evening he would go cross the Krishna River and go to spend time with Chintamani, who was an excellent dancer. and he became the laughing stock of the entire Brahman community. Because he was born in a very cultured family and he was doing something abominable. But then Chintamani became the Vartama Pradarshaka Guru, told him one day that you are attached to me so much. You braved the rainstorm, the flooded Krishna River, python. You took so many risks and you came to me, held on to a dead body like a float in the river, and you came to me. If you had such utkantha, such enthusiasm and eagerness to get Krishna, you will become the greatest devotee on earth. And that was the moment for Bilwan Mangal Thakur. He said, you are right. Your words are true. I must do that. So he gave up her association and took shelter of his Gurudev, Somagiri Maharaj, and became a great devotee. Wrote beautiful pastimes of Krishna. His Gurudev named him Leelashuka. And then blessed him to go to Vrindavan. But on the way to Vrindavan, he saw a beautiful Brahmani who was the wife of another man. And because he had previous samskars, because he had previous negative impressions in the mind, lusty impressions in the mind, his mind won over his Vivek Buddhi, mind won over the intelligence. And he tried to approach her. He approached shamelessly and told the husband, I am the Atithi, I am the guest, you must fulfill my desires. I want to be with your wife alone. And that poor Brahman, being very cultured, he was wondering what kind of test is this, but what to do. So he told his wife that we have to serve the Atithi. And he went out of the house, stood outside. And now Bilumangal is all alone with this beautiful girl who he wants to enjoy. And he's going to have his way because she is willing, because the husband has ordered and the husband is also given permission. But if Bilwamangal Thakur would have fallen for that momentary lust, he would never have been glorified in the Vaishnava history. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have never relished his Krishna Karanamrit. But Krishna is so merciful. Tesham evanu kampartham aham agyana jam tamah nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhaswata. Krishna is in the heart, and with the shining light of knowledge, Krishna told him, what are you doing? The voice of Paramatma. What are you doing? Stop, stop. So many lifetimes you have enjoyed the same pleasure. Same pleasure you have enjoyed so many times. Are you satisfied? No. You want to do it more. Do you think by doing this, you will be satisfied? And you will want it never again? No. This is the nature of lusty desires. This is the nature of mind. It makes us believe, just do this, do it now. It's an urge. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami says, vague. It's a vague with force, with momentum, speed it comes, that impulse of lust. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivha vegam, udara vegam, and upastha vegam. This was upastha vegam. The urge of the genitals, they want it. And we feel, if I do this, I'll be happy, then I'll be satisfied. Never again I'll do it. I'll take a bath, I'll chant Hare Krishna, I'll do Tulsi Parikrama, I'll become pure. And it doesn't work like that. For a few moments, you may feel like that. But in a few days, again, those lusty desires will come, and now they are going to be stronger because you have given into them. You are creating those negative samskars. Therefore, Lord Krishna in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, Tyagat Shantim Anantaram. By giving up these lusty thoughts, one can attain peace. Not by giving in to them. Tyagat Shantim Anantaram. Not Bhogat Shantim. So Krishna told all this to Srila Bilwamangal Thakur. In the heart, there is happening internal dialogue. Out of his Anukampa. Tesham Eva Anukampa. Aham Agyana Jamtama Nashyam. He destroyed the darkness in Bilwamangal Thakur's hand. And as he was about to approach her, he said, give me your hairpins. She said, oh, he wants to undo the hair. She gave the hairpins to him. He took the hairpins and to her utter shock, he gouged out his eyeballs. Just burst his eyeballs, became blind voluntarily. And then he just made his way out. The husband was shocked. The wife was shocked. They had never seen anything like that. Started asking, please tell me the way to Vrindavan. Please tell me the way to Vrindavan. Now imagine someone who has lived his entire life with eyes now suddenly has to deal with blindness. There is no teaching. There is no preparation. There is no helper. And he has to go through forests and rivers and mountains and valleys where there are ferocious animals. There are snakes. There are scorpions, tigers, wolves. He has to go through thousands and thousands of acres of forest, hundreds of kilometers, hundreds of miles. He has to walk alone, blind, to get to Vrindavan, where he wants to go. He's blind and he has no practice of walking with eyes closed. I've tried to do it, eyes closed, and tried to walk. It's so difficult. We have played blind man's buff, right? We blindfold ourselves and we try to touch each other. So difficult to maneuver oneself without vision. Poor Bilwa Mangal Thakur. He didn't have to do that. Lavanya Mataji, he didn't have to do that. He could have just said, okay, sorry, my bad. You know, I got it. This is wrong. I'm going, sorry. Just forget it. I will never do it again. And just walk out. And that would have been okay. But he took an extreme step. He blinded himself. Never again these eyes will come between me and my Krishna. Never again. Never again. Krishna came to help him. Krishna appeared to him as a boy. He said, I am also going to Vrindavan. You are also going to Vrindavan. Allah, come. I will take you. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Are Lala, who are you? Don't worry. I am just a boy. I am also going to Vrindavan. I know this way. I will take you. Come. Krishna is so merciful. Bilwa Mangal Thakur gave his eyes and Krishna became his eyes. He held his hand and took him to Vrindavan. And then he said, now you leave my hand. You have reached Vrindavan. This is the destination. I have to go now. My parents are waiting for me. My mother is waiting for me. And suddenly Bilwa Mangal Thakur, who was covered by Yoga Maya, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrita. He could not understand that he is Krishna all this while. But now suddenly when Bilwa Mangal Thakur was told by that boy that, oh, I am going, bye. He could understand that, no. This boy hand is so soft. His speech is so sweet. Everything about him is so sweet. Madhuradipate Rakhilam Madhuram. He has to be my Krishna. He says, Lala, who are you? Tell me your name. He would not tell. He said, leave. He said, no, I'm not going to leave you. Tell me your name. You are Krishna, right? You are my Krishna. You are Gopal, isn't it? He would not answer and he wriggled his hand free from the grips of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, poor blind man. He fell on the ground. He said, child, please, you are Krishna. I know you are Krishna. Please don't leave me and go. I have left everything for you. Please don't leave this blind man and go like this. Please come back. Please come back. Please come back. Never came back. Krishna. That time, Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur, from the core of his heart, recited such a beautiful prayer. Hastam akshipayato vasmi. I'm forgetting the verse. Hastam akshipayato vasmi. Balat Krishna kim adbhutam. Hridayam yadi nirhasi. Paurusham ganayamite. Yes, spontaneously Bilwa Mangal Thakur composed this verse. That hastam akshipayato vasmi. Yeah. Krishna, you have successfully freed yourself from the grip of my hand. Yes, you won. You were able to release yourself from my grip. Hastam akshipayato vasmi. Balat Krishnam kim adbhutam. Va 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 Krishna. Balat Krishna kim adbhutam. You have such power. You freed yourself from my grips. You are so powerful. Adbhut bal you have got. I am old man. You are a young boy. And you wrestled and wriggled your hand free. You should be proud, Krishna, of your strength. Very strong. Sarcastically saying, Balat Krishnam kim adbhutam. Adbhut bal you have got. But Hridayam yadi nirhasi. But if you can free yourself from the jail of my heart, Paurusham ganayamite. Then I will consider you a man. Then I will consider you powerful. Escape from my heart and show me. It's not so big achievement to free yourself from my hand grip. Free yourself from the grip of my heart and show me. This is the challenge that Bilwa Mangal Thakur gave Krishna. This is going on between devotees. But the reason I thought of Sri Bilwa Mangal Acharya is because it's Purushottam month, second day. We chant his Chaurashtakam. Karagrihe vasasada hridaye madiye. There also he expresses the same bhav. But the point we learn from Sri Bilomanga Thakur, that one can reach the zenith of bhakti, the author of Krishna Karanamrit, Govinda Damodar Stotra, Chaurashtakam, from the depths of spiritual downfall. Being in a relationship with a prostitute to becoming such a great acharya in Vrindavan, a Brajvasi, that every day Krishna comes and asks, "Aaj kaun sa shlok likha hai? Which verse did you compose today? I want to hear. Please make me hear something." And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, Brajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Sai, in his Antelila, where he is relishing Srimad Bhagavatam's Ras Panchadhyayi, Sri Ramananda Raya's songs, and the songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati, and Sri Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govind, along with these esoteric, very high class rasic literatures, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karanamrita. It begins with Chintamanir Jayati Somagirir Gururme Shiksha Gurushcha Bhagavan Shikhi Piccha Maule. Begins. Mentions his Vartama Pradarshak Guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru in the same verse. So the reason we spoke about Bilwa Mangal Thakur is because it's very hope-giving, Mataji. Very hope-giving. He was so fallen, yet he rose to the highest zenith of spiritual achievement, becoming a source of pleasure to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Antalila. In the Gambhira, Mahaprabhu would relish Krishna Karanamrita of Sri Bilwa Mangal Acharya. So we should never lose hope. We should never be without hope. No matter what mistake has happened, no matter what sin or aparad we have committed, we should never give up chanting Hare Krishna. We should never give up service to the Vaishnavas and Vaishnava Association. We should never give up hearing. We should never give up reading. We should never give up worshipping Krishna, bowing down to Krishna. We should maintain our spiritual connection. As His Holiness Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj writes in his book, Spiritual Connection. We should maintain our spiritual connection. No matter how fallen we are, there is always hope. And we should try to come to the right standard. Try our best and Krishna will help. If we are sincere, Krishna will help. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. One thing more, if you would enlighten between the having lolium and as Prabhupada says, that don't try to see Krishna, but act in a certain way that Krishna sees you. So, just enlighten on the statements.
Yes. Trying to see Krishna is the ascending process. Aroha Panth. Trying to see Krishna. But that is not our path. Our path is descending process. Avaroha Panth. Trying to see Krishna means ascending. I want to achieve. On my bal, on my strength, I want to do it. But trying to serve Krishna so that Krishna is pleased to see us is lavalyam. That should be the lavalyam. Lavalyam for seva. Lavalyam for haritoshanam, to please Krishna. That should be our mood. So therefore, we should have all our endeavors directed in such a way that Krishna is pleased. Not that we want to see Krishna, but we want to please Krishna. Devotees who were engaged in the Gundisha Marjanam, they were just chanting Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, and doing whatever Mahaprabhu was doing. They were not competing with each other. And they were just keeping their piles of dust, dirt that they collected outside. And Mahaprabhu was being very happy. And Mahaprabhu was looking at them with great happiness. So that teaches us that we should just do our duty in a way that it will please Krishna. We should not directly approach Krishna for our own sense gratification. No, I have seen Krishna. Not like that. I cannot see Krishna. Hey Radhe, Vraja Devi ke Chalalite. Hey Nanda Suna. Kuta, where are you? The Goswamis are not saying, I am seeing Krishna. Although they were. Shri Rupa Goswami doesn't say that on Sanatana Goswami's birthday, when I was wanting to make sweet rice for him, Radharani came with rice, mishri and milk herself made for Sanatana Goswami and me. No, Sanatan Goswami doesn't say, when I was discussing with Rupa Goswami about the braids of hair of Srimati Radharani being like the body of a snake. Funny. I had darshan of Radharani. She gave me darshan and showed me how her braid indeed looks like a snake, black snake. Very beautiful. So Sanatan Goswami is not saying that I saw Radharani. Rupa Goswami is not saying that Radharani came to me with milk and rice and sugar. Nor is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami saying that when I am chanting, Radharani is standing with her pallu covering my head because it is hot summer sun. Our Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is not saying like that. They are saying, Hey Radhe, Vraja Devi ke chalalite, Hey Nanda Suna Kutha, O Radharani, where are you? O Lalita Sakhi, where are you? Hey Krishna, where are you? Like that. So that is our path, to serve them so that they are pleased to see us, not personally wanting to see them for our own sense gratification. So our utkantha, our lauliam should be to serve Krishna. So he is pleased. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sorry, I spoke too long. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dandatnam Prabhuji. Thank you for happy Krishna conscious birthday, Prabhuji. Dr. Karpagod.
Thank you,
Prabhuji. That my question and answer was the previous devotee's question, and you answered for that. I also wanted to same question only. I just want to share my realization. Today I'm in Puri Jagannath Puri Prabhuji, and I visited for the past 3 days. I'm here. For first day I visited, and it was very crowded. And I was able to just see a glimpse only. Second day, I was praying, God, please, Jagannath, I want to see you near. And second day, I visited him. And so it was also a little bit I was able to see. Third day, today, I visited him. I was able to see near him and was very happy. And I was praying, God, and thanking. And the devotee who came along with us to as a guide, no, he was telling you, buy one flag and donate to the temple, he told. So my husband got a flag and he donated, and in that one they gave a lot, and that in that lot my husband's name came first, and he was, and that flag was flying today in the evening, Prabhuji, but they will remove and they will hoist the flag, no? That red flag is hoisting. I was very, very happy. I was thanking. I was showing his mercy on us. And I was really happy. I want to share with you all. That's it. I wanted to tell. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. In the auspicious month of Purushottam Adhik Mas, thank you for your daan, your charity. And yes. I pray for your good fortune. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Dandatnam.
Narasini Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Wishing you a very, very, very happy Krishna conscious birthday today, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I liked a few points and also a few things that I remembered from other classes. One was that we were mentioning that nothing is permanent in this world. And everything is constantly changing. And I was thinking that even object of lust is also like that. You know, for some time we may have lust on someone, and that lust will transfer to someone else. And like this, and like that, we just move from person to person and searching for real love, and real love is not there in this world. It took Srila Prabhupada to tell us the truth that love does not exist in this world. Otherwise, we would still be searching for love in this world.
Yeah.
So I was just reflecting on that. And also, you know, someone who's moving towards lust and someone is moving towards love, that, you know, once someone who attains lust does not want to give it to someone else, does not want to share it. But someone who attains real love for Radha and Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Ram Prabhu, for Guru Maharaj, they literally freely distribute it to everyone. We have to just keep our bowl open and they'll just pour it to us and we can have it. So, you know, that's like, you know, no one distributes rusted iron, right? Everyone distributes pure gold. So a very nice takeoff I had from you mentioning the lecture of Srila Radharan Swami Maharaj. And thank you so much for mentioning that. I'll make sure that I'll go and listen to that lecture. And also that when we were mentioning about the happiness of a pure devotee, the happiness that a pure devotee receives by seeing other devotees happy, I was resonating it with one class that I heard from another devotee that, you know, our acharyas are already living the real happiness. But, you know, we are looking at the shadow of happiness, the reflection that is there in this world. And we are jumping into that reflection. We are jumping into the water to find the fruit there. And we are not finding any fruit. And we are still swimming and still trying to find the fruit there, although we know that the fruit doesn't exist there. And our acharyas, you know, with so much of mercy for us, from that tree, they jump down to tell us that, you know, the fruit is not here. The fruit is there. You have to go there, get out and go there. So that's the, you know, level of mercy they have. And they feel more happy in doing this for us, you know, selflessly doing this for us. So that's like one takeoff I had today. So thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. And also the last point of Krishna being equal to everyone and actually unequal also. So I was remembering one story of Akbar and Birbal, where actually Akbar asks Birbal, you know, why is Krishna so partial? He's God, right? He's not supposed to be partial. And Akbar gives a full sort of explanation, sort of a thing. And that day, a subject of his kingdom, there was a small child who fell into the well. And Akbar, you know, sent his soldiers to go and rescue that child. And next day, Birbal pushed Akbar's child into the well. And Akbar himself jumped into the well and got the child out. So Birbal asked Akbar, see, yesterday also this happened to a subject of yours, but you didn't jump. You sent your soldiers. But today when this has happened, you yourself have jumped in and got the child out. Why? Because you love your child. So like that, for Krishna, everyone is equal, but his devotees are more dear to him. So Krishna himself comes for his devotee always. And also that, you know, because of this one, I would say, glory of Bhagavan also, at the same time, seeing the tattva, people may question this sometimes. So only because of this, I think Krishna has told Arjun that you declare that my devotee never perishes. And Krishna himself telling that my devotee never perishes. So thank you so much for the class. Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. I just hope I'm able to imbibe this completely in my life and apply this in my life. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Darshini Mataji. Thank you. Thank you for your nice reflections and realizations. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Your class is always nectarian as usual, you know. And we devotees learn a lot of things from your class, Prabhuji. Jai, all glories to Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I remember, you remember last year you were here with us. Right. And your Radha Shyam Sundar Abhishek Maharaj performed, and then we celebrated your birthday. Now today is your birthday, right? So wish you happy birthday again. And I hope we meet again your birthday and get together, you know, and have a more Krishna conscious festival.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, dear Pradyumna Prabhu and Damodar Mata. We all had most blissful time in your house last year.
But we are not coming. You have to come back again.
Yeah. Whenever you call us, we'll come.
You can come anytime.
Yes, we'll.
Before October 11th, you can come anytime.
Okay.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Message me.
We'll make a plan. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Jai Radheshyam.
Hare Krishna. Jai Radheshyam. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Prabhupada.
Okay, so I think we can end.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your time, for the question and answers, and class was wonderful. Once again, we wish you a happy Krishna conscious birthday. And I would like to offer my obeisances to you, Prabhu. Vancha Kalpataru, Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu, Bhyavacha, Patitana Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namananta Koti Vaishnavrindhi Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His grace, Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji Ki
Jai.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, dear devotees, for joining. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Ending the call here.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.